count to 10, then come and find me. No peeking.
Ouch! Oh, they got me! I'm dying!
One day, my mama said to me, Chubby, can you smile? And I said yes!
Nexus, they are coming from underground. Weapons up. Mod, 880.
I want you to know that I appreciate all the good times we've had together. But if you die and I'm stuck in here, I'm definitely eating you.
Hello, Jackalope Jim. I am so glad that you saved me from the janitor's closet. Hello, visitor from Tucson. I would be happy to get you a cup of chava as soon as I put away the mop in the janitor's closet.
Hello, little partner. My friend Jackalope Jim says the little people are called whippersnappers. Are you a whippersnapper?
It's a tremendous responsibility. What you do with him and for him, not for a day or a month or a year, but for eternity.
Dear sirs, I'm writing you in regards to a rumor going around that my 5 sons were killed in action in November.
Everyone seems to be blue. I'm talking deep down, dark blue. But that's not who I am. When I look to the future, I see something else.
You'll definitely fly soon. Maybe you're right, I said. Best friends are always right.
And I was like, Uncle Polly, I don't need to have locks and bagels. I put locks on doors.
Well, Mommy, you know a lot of stuff. You are so smart.
Well, all moms know this stuff. It's on the mommy test. You have to know it, or they don't let you be a mommy.
Oh, I get it. So if you don't pass the mommy test, you have to be a daddy.
Exactly, darling.
What on earth is all that racket?
Why, Cruella, what a lovely fur.
Do you like it? It's a genuine one of a kind and cost oodles. Oh, blimey, Cruella, we're totally out of fur.
Nobody has time for stalking anymore. Now we just follow people around. That's different, right?
Is this actually the same cup of coffee from this morning?
Why, yes, dear. We took good care of it for you.
Mrs. Lion, second floor. You can go on up. Does she expect you?
The man slowly shook his head.
Oh, well, go on up and knock.
It is not a place you can make a comfortable living. There was a man whose small cottage lay on the shores of the Pentland Firth, not far from where John O'Groat's house now stands. He had a wife and bairns who depended on him, and he had to reap a cold and dangerous harvest from those treacherous waters to keep his family fed.
Maybe I was so small that I'd fall right through the holes in the net. Swish, whoosh, slam, right through the ropes and land smack on the ground on my keister. Keister is what Lady Edwina calls your tush. Katie, the bearded lady's keister, is so big she has to wear giant-sized overalls. But people don't notice her keister. They're too busy looking at her beard.
Where nature and magic live in perfect harmony. Not all stories have happy endings, and yours has yet to begin.